Blog Talk Radio.
You are the hope to his hand, God's unchanging hand. You are the hope to his hand, God's unchanging hand. On things eternal, you are the hope to God's unchanging hand. You are the hope to his hand, God's unchanging hand. You are the hope to his hand, God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. You are a hope to God's unchanging hand. You are a hope to his hand. Sing that with me. God's unchanging hand. Hold to his hand. God's unchanging hand. Feel your hope on things eternal. You are to God's unchanging hand. Come on and sing that with me. You are a hope to his hand, God's unchanging hand. Hold to his hand, God's unchanging hand. On things eternal, you are a hope to God's unchanging hand. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Worship you, Lord. I worship you, Lord. I worship you, Lord. I worship you. Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Come on and worship. Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Glory and honor is yours. 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 Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, 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 glory. It all belongs to you, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus. Hallelujah. Awesome God. Mighty God, the Prince of Peace, the Everlasting Father. My God is He. Good afternoon and praise the Lord and welcome to Jabez Radio 1. I am your host, Evangelist Maria Triplett, joining you live from Starkville, Mississippi. And Jabez Radio is brought to you by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to save, heal, deliver, and set the captives free. I'm so excited about what God is doing in my life, and I'm certainly glad what He's doing in your life, because God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. And Jesus tells us in His Word, delight yourself in Him. If you just worry, concerned, don't worry, but just concern yourself with Jesus. And He's saying, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of His righteousness. Everything else will be added unto you. So I'm glad that I can go to the rock, and that rock is Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Last night, I was on my laptop, and the screen had gone blank, and I saw a castle that was in Italy. But the Spirit of the Lord said, the island of Patmos. That was in my spirit, the island of Patmos. Well, I said, well, Lord, what are you saying about the island of Patmos? Well, I did research, and the island of Patmos is where John wrote the book of Revelation, where God had revealed Himself to John at that island, on that island of Patmos. And John talks about in the second and third chapter of Revelations about how he saw in his right hand the seven stars, which are the angels, and then the seven candlesticks, which were the seven churches. So our scripture is coming from the book of Revelation and the first chapter and the 10th verse. But I'm going to read beginning at the 9th verse. The focus verse is Revelations 1 and 10. And I'm going to begin reading at Revelations 1 and 9. And this is the last book of the Bible. Revelations 1 and 9 read, I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. He says here in the 10th verse, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come right now just thanking you for your word. Father, we thank you for the breaking of the bread. We thank you, Father, for hearing what the Spirit is saying unto the church. We thank you, Father, for the island of Patmos, for the teaching, Father, for the message that's coming forth out of that island, out of that testimony of your servant, John. We thank you for that revelation, and we ask that you give us the discernment that we can discern those spiritual things that you are revealing to your servant, John, that he has written for our learning, for our inspiration, and for our correction, for our reproof. So, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we ask that this word fall on good ground, and that we not only be hearers, but be doers of your holy and precious word. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. John revealed in the 10th verse of Revelations 1, he said, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. and he heard behind him a great voice as of a trumpet. Well, I wanted to know what Patmos means. Patmos means mortal. And we know mortal means death. Well, the Roman emperor banished John to the island named Patmos. Patmos was not only a mortal place, but or symbolic of a mortal place, but it was a rocky place. It was a hard place. And then banished to this island named Patmos, John was going through something. As we heard him say in the ninth verse, I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation. So as we suffer and we go through tests and trials, tribulation, John had his tribulation as a servant of the Most High God. The Bible tells us that many are called, but few are chosen. Well, John was a chosen vessel. John was called to write the book of Revelation. He wrote that book, Isle or Island of Patmos, in his hard place, in that mortal place, that dark place, that low place, in his tribulation. He tells us then in the 10th verse, he says, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. My God, hallelujah. He was in the spirit. What does that tell us? Even through our trials, even through our tribulation, we're still have a call, an election, a call, a life to live, and a calling to fulfill. See, John was chosen for such a time as Revelation to be written and to talk about the, tell us about the seven churches and the seven stars. And you can read it in, on your time in the first chapter of the book of Revelation. The last Bible, book of the Bible. He was in the spirit. Even though he was in a mortal place, a low place, a valley, if you will, God to him right in the midst of his storm. Hallelujah. A lot of times we're going through hardship, and we're suffering persecution for righteousness' sake. But that does not stop God's call on our life. It doesn't mean that God has left us or he's forsaken us. He's still using us, even in the midst of our storm, getting to us in the midst of our storm. So we want to be used by God, meet for the master's use. And John says, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. Revelations 1:10, in the spirit. He wasn't in the flesh, because if we are in the flesh, God cannot, we can't hear from God. He can't speak to us. We have to hear what the spirit, hallelujah, is saying unto the church. Who is the church? We are the church. He that hath an ear, hear what the what spirit is saying unto the church. So John clearly states, and I ask the Lord, what is this purpose for this island of Patmos? Why did you bring this into my spirit? Why did you birth it in my spirit? And what does it mean? And even though Jesus, let me know, even through my trials, my tribulation, my hardship, God still is using me. I have to walk in the Spirit. We have to walk in the Spirit so that we won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. We can't be carnal-minded. As that song that I was singing, we have to build our hopes on things eternal and hold to God's unchanging hand. So this mortal place, this deadly place, was a tribulation for John. It was an uncomfortable situation, but he was in the Spirit. So we have to keep in mind and remember, even in our tribulation, we have to allow God to use us and allow his Spirit to take over. He said, greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. So we have to utilize the power that God has bestowed upon us. And we have to walk in the Spirit. In 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, and around the 53rd verse, the 1 Corinthians, and you can write this down, 15th chapter, and the 53rd verse. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. So we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, which strengthens us. The 55th verse of the 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians read, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But here is the key. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. So even through in this mortal body, if we're in the Spirit, we're going to put on this incorruption. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And this mortal shall have put on what? Immortality. In our supernatural being, if you will. Because they that worship Jesus Christ must what? Worship him in spirit and in truth. So John tells us, I was in the Spirit. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, help us to walk in the Spirit, to be diligent, to hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church, and to walk worthy in the vocation wherewith you call us. What was the message that John had received from God? Well, he talked about in the first chapter of the book of Revelation about not only he was in the Spirit, but he talked about in the second chapter about in his right hand, and you can read it at your own time. He talked about, he saw in his right hand the seven stars, and those were the angels. Then he saw seven candlesticks, and those seven candlesticks was the seven churches. So he that hath an ear, hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. We must, if we are in the, some things have to be spiritually discerned. So this is why we seek God for spiritual discernment, so we can see in the supernatural, we can understand in the supernatural. Because although we're in this mortal body, remember, we are in the spirit. If we're in the spirit, we're no longer in this flesh. We're no longer in this mortal body. We're in the spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. Just like John was when he was at the island of Patmos, when the Roman Empire banished him to that island, and he was in a hard place. And he said, I, John, was in the spirit. He couldn't have wrote this book if he was not in the spirit. This is powerful, saints. We have to still walk in the spirit. The seven churches we all know are, and to study these churches in the second and third chapter of Revelation on earth, was a church. They were a loveless church. Now this church, they was hard working, and they even hated evil. But they even looked like they had it all together. But their hearts were wrong. That's the church, the Ephesus, the church of Ephesus. So these churches symbolize in the spirit which church, or we can identify which church we belong to. What church do we belong to out of these seven churches? That was the Ephesus, the church of Ephesus, the loveless church. Looked like they had it all together, but their hearts was wrong. Then there's the church of Smyrna. That was a persecuted church. These were faithful people, even when facing physical death. They had encountered physical hardship, and they were encouraged to stay faithful. The persecuted church. Which one are you? Are you the loveless church? Are you the persecuted church that are encouraged to stay faithful? Then there's the church of Pergamon, the worldly church. This was the church that was, they just tolerated things. And they didn't deny Christ, but they allowed for sin and immorality and cults to come in and remain among them. They were of the world. They tolerated a lot of things, but they didn't deny Christ. You know people like that. Maybe are you that way? You tolerate a lot of things, and you don't deny Christ. You're in the world. Jesus tells us that friends with the world is enmity with him. We can't be friends of the world and friends of God. You got to love one or hate the other. Thyatira was the fourth church. Now, they had love and faith and good works, and they were even patient people and who were eager to grow. But they fell short in the doctrine of Jesus Christ, and they were infiltrated with sexual sin and idolatry. This was the wrong doctrine church. This church, they did not have the doctrine. What is the doctrine of Jesus Christ? The doctrine is repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, that ye may receive the gift of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues. In Acts, you find that the Acts of the Apostles, you find in the book of Acts, it talks about the Acts of the Apostles in the book of Acts. And the Apostles were the disciples and the followers of Jesus Christ. And in the book of Acts, it tells us that the Apostles did what? They continued steadfastly in the Apostles' doctrine. So don't let anybody mislead you. We have to read the word and study to show ourselves approved. He said they continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. There are two doctrines the Bible talks about, and read it on your own. Look it up, Google it, the doctrines. It's the doctrine of devils, and then it's the apostles' doctrine, which you will see in the Holy Bible. So we have denominations in the world. Nowhere is it found in the Bible. That's man-made. It's not about any denomination. It's about the doctrine. And this was Thyatira. They had love and faith and good works. They even had good works. See, works alone is not going to save us. The Bible tells us faith without works is what? Dead. That's what my book, Get Up, Get Out, Do Something. That's the main focus point in my book. Get up, get out, and do something. Faith without works is dead. So you can't just have good works and don't have the faith. We have to have the faith and the doctrine, the works to come with the faith. So we have to serve God in the fullness of the Godhead. Amen? We can't be half right. We have to be all or nothing. Sardis, they are the spiritually dead church. All of the people in the church of Sardis, they have fallen asleep. And there, except for a few of those believers, there was a remnant, a small remnant of believers. They were spiritually dead. Spiritually dead. What do we just say? John says in Revelations 1 and 10, I was in the spirit. They weren't in the spirit. Sardis, they were spiritually dead. Spiritually dead. See, we can walk in the flesh. We do it every day in the natural. But when we walk in the spirit, that's when we can, Hebrews 11 and 1 can take place. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Because we're not walking by sight in the natural. We're walking by faith in the supernatural. So Sardis is the church, unlike John. They weren't in the spirit. And then there is the church of Philadelphia. The church of Philadelphia, they were spiritually alive. Hallelujah. That's the church that I want to be a part of, that says that I'm referenced as, that church of Philadelphia. They kept the name of Jesus Christ, and they never denied it. And there is a place in heaven for these Christians because they were spiritually alive. So if you think about Philadelphia, you can't remember, think of Philadelphia. That John, being in the church of Philadelphia, he was full of the Spirit and of the Holy Ghost. Because he said it, I was in the Spirit. I like that. He said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. He wasn't walking in the flesh. And the final church is Laodicea. Now, Laodicea is seven churches, and if you study them, and you'll find out as you more you study, the more you will remember what each church was noted for. Now, Laodicea begins with L. The way you can remember Laodicea is they were the lukewarm church. You know, Jesus Christ said, I would that you be either hot or cold, but if you lukewarm, he said, I'm going to spew you out. And Jesus wants us to, he wants to know, what side are you on? Whose side are you on? Are you on his side or are you on the world's side? So these seven churches were spiritually discerned. This is what the Spirit of God, his glory was being revealed in John on the island of Patmos. Even in his tribulation, hey, God has never left you. He hasn't forsaken you. He's letting us know that I'm, lo, I'm with you, even to the end of the world. But he delivered John out of Patmos in that low place, in that dark place, in that rocky place, in that trial. Remember, no test, no testimony. He brought him out, but he used him for such a time to write that book of Revelation. And so he used him in that place that even through his trial, he was hearing from God, and he wrote what God wanted us to know about these seven churches, because he was in the spirit, and we have to be in the spirit so we can hear what he that hath an ear, hear what the spirit is saying, not what Evangelist Maria Triplett is saying, what the spirit is saying unto the church. So those seven churches is not for, you know, just to be in the Bible. It's for us to know, to discern. When we see other people, they go to church every Sunday. They do all these good works. Well, identify them. The Bible tells us to try the Spirit, by the Spirit. See, everybody that says, Father, Father, they're not going to enter. He says, they're going to say, but I prophesied in your name. Jesus. He said, they're going to say, I even cast out, I cast out devils in your name. He said, he's going to tell them, ye workers of iniquity, I knew you not. He said, I never knew you. Depart from me. And woe is them. We don't want to hear God say, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. So we can come close to looking real good as a church, because we are the church. But do not let your evil, your good be evil spoken of. Don't let your good be evil spoken of, because the day of judgment is coming. And it's called a day of reckoning, where Jesus, he's going to judge the living and the dead. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Soon and very soon, we're going to see the King. So let's study to show ourselves approved. Jesus is, his strength is made perfect in our weakness. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we ask that you will bless us, Father God, to be strong, that you will allow us to endure hardness as a good soldier, that we can walk in the Spirit every day and lay aside the sin and the weight that so easily besets us and run the race that's set before us with patience. In the mighty name of Jesus, that we can hear you say, well done, thou good and faithful servant, and to now and to the joy of the Lord. Thank you, Mom. Thank you, Aunt Jean, for listening. Thank you for everyone listening out there. Continue to keep everyone in prayer and be our brother and sister's keeper. Jesus loves you, and so do I. Until next Saturday, God bless you.